about media now, Josh, because when we look at just how life has been changed by technology, I mean, especially in the age of AI now, but every single industry has been changed, radically changed in how they do business, how they find their customers, how they interact with their customers. I'd love your perspective. You've been in this type of media for a long time. I'd just love a perspective statement from you, just kind of on the state of media today, because it's changing literally by the day.
Yeah, I was going to say the state of media today, I mean, tomorrow is going to change, right? And I love media, and I know that we have a niche. I always felt like I can't be everything to everybody. I can't compete with the big boys. We're not a national brand. We're not owned by a conglomerate nationally. It's just us. There's 30 of us in the whole Pacific Northwest that are incredible minds and talent. So how do I compete in media? Where's media going? And it's changing. I mean, we were very dominant as a regional lifestyle branded magazine. Well, then you have to add web content and take the content on social. And every one of those platforms are additional benefits. It also requires more resources. It's also a way to extend your brand. And there's times you have to realize, where do we want to be? Where do we not want to be? Where's our brand best fit? You know, even from a podcast, everybody's trying to get in the podcast space now, and everybody's going to TikTok, and you just can't do everything to everybody. And so with our team, we plan out annually, we determine editorially what's important. Even with AI, I was just in Chicago last couple of days when it comes to AI, and there's pros and cons to this. You start taking humanity out of it, and suddenly what's truth anymore? Back to your original comment about what drives me nuts, and that's truth. And our media is not in the space to be bold, heavy news, but we want to tell amazing stories, just like you right here, right now. You want to tell amazing stories, get behind the lens, get behind the curtain a little bit. That's our philosophy. Now, can AI help us with tools? Can AI help us with ways to do things quicker? Yes, but you need great editing. You need great human connectivity to be excellent in the future. And so that's our stance, is AI can complement some resources for efficiency. But end of the day, we are all about humanly touched, humanly engaged, incredible storytelling that is paid. We pay people to craft a story. And we feel that we're going to stand behind that and build it. Now, do the platforms change tomorrow? They change next month? Honestly, yes. But I'm also I have an old school soul. I love print. I just got a book today. I can't wait to read a book, a real book. I don't want to read stuff in digital. Digital to me is complementary to my overall life. But when it comes, I love reading Forbes magazine or Fast Company or Men's Health. I can't wait to get a travel magazine or a great book and turn digital off. And it's so difficult for us to step away. And as much as I want my kids to pause and step away from digital to enjoy breathing and reading something that's in print, golly, it's beautiful.
Just that tactile feeling, and you can switch back a page, go forward a page, put it in your bag, take it on a plane. I'm kind of with you. I love the feel of that. You mentioned your kids. Correct me if I'm wrong. You have a middle schooler and then also grown kids. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, we have two grown kids, early mid-20s for my son and my daughter. In fact, my son, our oldest, just joined the company this last year. So this has been an exciting new chapter.
Oh, fantastic.
He's passionate about sales and marketing, mostly in the Northwest travel piece. My daughter is a hairstylist, cosmetologist. She loves cutting and doing color with women. And then, yeah, I got a 14-year-old boy that's in the middle school and is just passionate for sports.
I'd love to know, Josh, what you've learned about media from your kids. Because when I see my kids and how they interact with media, it is just like it's a completely different way of engaging. And I'd love to know, as you've observed them and just kind of how they, you know, navigate the world, what do you see as the future of media as you kind of see it through the lens of your kids?
Yeah, I mean, this is the challenging part is a lot of their usage of media certainly is digital and social, and you see them react to certain things that is not even truth. You know, you look at very bold news right now, and all of a sudden you might think what's truth. They're reacting emotionally with anxiety or with hope, and it may not even be true. So that's the sad part. Certainly, video is a huge piece. I'm seeing them pick up more and more on audio, so they're picking up more. They're starting to identify certain people they may want to follow, both from a podcast or audio, which is kind of cool. YouTube continues to dominate everything when it comes to, in my opinion, media, capturing media. YouTube's pretty incredible at that. I wouldn't necessarily see them picking up books or magazines. I see them pick up a Sports Illustrated. They read it real quick and then they're done. So that's as a business person trying to grow in the next 20 years, what does our company look like? And knowing that the next face of the next generations is heavily in technology, I do think there's going to be a whiplash at some point. I think there's going to be this pushback of exhaustion, of media exhaustion. And I think there's going to be a pushback to some like old school brands. Just like you see old school vinyl shops popping up. That's cool,
It
right?
is.
Now, are magazines and daily newspapers going to pop up and be top of mind? I don't know, but certainly I'm partially in that space. I hope so. But I mean, Jeff Bezos bought what, the Washington Post? So he sees value in, you know, media and print as well as digital and social. But yeah, what about you, Mark? What do you see? You've been heavily engaged in media. You've had a great career in media. What are you sensing and seeing from your lens?
I really think, what you said about the fact that there's so much information out there and there are so few editors now that this information just goes out and people consume it. And I really am concerned with how easily people can consume something on social media and think it's the truth. And
Right.
they don't even take a beat and say, well, where did that come from? You know,
Right.
who's telling the story? How did they get the story?
Yeah,
And
I agree.
I just speaking of the Washington Post, their longtime editor just retired and wrote a book and was on a wonderful program. I think it was Fresh Air on public radio. But that's one of the things that the value of old school journalism is that old school journalists understand the value of editing and the value of checking facts and getting it right.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're in the Wild West right now
We
with
are.
so much information flying around and people just treat it like it's true. I left television after 35 years, and I honestly don't see anyone figuring out the future of that industry.
Right.
They're staying profitable by cutting, by hiring cheap young people, working them super hard. Talk about multi-platform. You know, they've got to do web stories, they've got to do social media, they've got to
Right.
do stories for TV. It's exhausting. And it'll be interesting to see where all this shakes out. I mean, as a journalist, we know the value of paid journalists who are paid to show up and try to be fair and
Right.
unbiased. We all have biases, but there's true value in that. And I don't know where it's all going to shake out, because what I see right now, and I'm sure you agree, is people are just gathering in their little silos and they're hearing
Right.
what they agree with, and they're kind of just, pushing that stuff that they don't agree with away, even if it might be the truth,
Right.
which is an interesting time. Yeah, I don't know, and I agree with your statement that I think there's going to be a kind of a whiplash, because I think even in our kids' generations, I have a nephew who's in his 20s and he's in tech and he's very successful, but he has a van that he's outfitted with solar panels
Yeah.
and all kinds of stuff, and he'll just go in his van and park it at our farm, our organic vegetable farm up in Ferndale, and he's happy as a clam,
Yep.
just being totally kind of, well, not totally off grid, but just experiencing nature. And
Yep.
I feel like this, because we live in an attention economy right now, right? So if companies can get our attention, they get money.
Yep.
And that clamor for our attention is exhausting.